We're in week 15 of Hanging Out in Hebrews. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button right there and click the bell if you want notifications. And would you hit that like button for me too? Let's get to reading. Hebrews chapter 6, verses 13 through 20. When God made his promise to Abraham, since there was no one greater for him to swear by, he swore by himself, saying, "I will surely bless you and give you many descendants." And so after waiting patiently, Abraham received what was promised. People swear by someone greater than themselves, and the oath confirms what is said and puts an end to all argument. Because God wanted to make the unchanging nature of his purpose very clear to the heirs of what was promised, he confirmed it with an oath. God did this so that by two unchangeable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we who have fled to take hold of the hope set before us may be greatly encouraged. We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. It enters the inner sanctuary behind the curtain, where our forerunner, Jesus, has entered on our behalf. He's become a high priest forever in the order of Melchizedek. And I want you to know that I appreciate you. I will see you tomorrow. Maranatha.